So anyway, Watiba lived on Muna Island off the coast of Sulawesi. She left her home Thursday night to visit her cornfield about a half a mile away. Reticulated pythons are common in the area, but it was actually wild boars that she had been worried about initially because they'd been destroying her crops. When Wa didn't return, his sister went out to find her and found her footprints, a flashlight, slippers, and a machete. On Friday, 100 villagers from Persiapan, whatever the hell it is, and they went out and they searched the area and they found a 23-foot-long snake with a swollen belly. Oh. The villagers killed the snake, cut it open, and found Wa intact inside.
Oh, hell no!
Squished and dead.
Inside,
right?
Intact.
Poor lady. But like, not, she was dead?
She was dead. Yep.
So she died. Dead. Did you die before your... Or do you,
yeah, because it crushes you. It crushes you and then swallows you whole.
It's easier to fit you and without air in you.
And then they'll digest you over the over a long period of time. So they might only eat once a month, you know, and they'll just sit there and that snake will sit there fat and happy digesting a little wah over the course of like a month or so.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Like a little hungry and then digest a little bit more and then.
I guess, okay.
Oh.
But this is
one of the most horrible ways to die I could even think of.
And look at this. Look at this picture of this snake. The snake is like, dude, I'll eat you too. Yeah. Look at me.
I'll find room.
Look at me. Look, I'll eat you.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying to you.
That's like that snake in Jungle Book that like hypnotizes you.
Yeah.
You're getting sleepy.
Right. You see my eyes? See that eye right there?
Look into my
eyes. All that eye wants to do is just like, I am going to disconnect my jaw and wrap it around your skull. And then I'm going to wrap my whole body around you. I'm going to crush your bones. So you're easier to swallow, and then I'm just going to wiggle all the way down from your head down to your feet.
That's right. I think it's head first.
Whatever.
They don't want to hear you screaming.
Yeah, no. They just want to shut you up. They just swallow your head first.
I mean, I know if you're put in the ground, you know, what it is. I get that you decay in the ground, but it just sounds worse to be in the belly of a snake over like a month, and the snake is digesting you. That's just, I know you're dead, but it's just not a way anybody wants to.
Right.
Or would prefer to. Oh, it's just horrible. No.
They're horrible animals. They all need to die. World's a better place. I don't care what anybody says.
I know you saw that. You have another one, right? The one I saw this morning, and my first thought was you.
What one?
Where the chick found, she was at the grocery store. You didn't see this one?
No.
Oh, it's so JP. She was at the grocery store, and she found, she was near the Bush's baked beans, and there was a snake on the shelf in the baked, like, in amongst the cans of baked beans.
No.
What do you do, JP? What do you do?
I want to burn the whole place down.
I don't know why you have to burn the whole place down, but I mean,
you're asking me what I would do. Rational people would probably just leave the store. I was, you know.
So you get snakes by the Bush's baked beans. You don't get snakes by the B&M baked beans.
And then when they did never the be investigation, by those, I would say, listen, we had no choice. I saved the world. You guys, instead of arresting me, you should be giving me a hero's welcome.
What kind of snake, Monica, was near those baked beans?
It was in Apex, North Carolina. A woman stumbled upon a snake while shopping for baked beans at a Target store in Apex. Rat snake, I don't know what that is, made its way under the shelves at the Target in Beaver, Creek Commons, and it didn't go unnoticed. Yeah. Experts tell us they are harmless, but it's still shocking.
Whoa, those are not small. Holy crap, I just looked up black rat snake.
So you're just grabbing for the baked beans there, JP, and you see a snake in there? Do you crap your pants? She said, I heard audio of it, and she said that she thought it was a toy, like, because she was in a Target. So she just figured, like, a kid had a little toy snake and then just, you know, misplaced it. And then, so she went to go take a picture of it to post it on social or whatever, and the little tongue came out. And then she was like, oh, no, this is not a toy.
Yeah, no.
Check this out. When they get scared, their tails will vibrate. They don't have a rattle, but the tails will vibrate, and they will expel a malodorous musk.
Oh, good. That's what I need. Snake stink.
What's worse, your daughter's cleats or a snake stink? I don't know. You have a choice.
Listen.
We're going to put out some sports equipment musk.
I love my daughter, but I find it hard to believe that snake can give off a stink that comes off my daughter's cleats.
And it does. I mean, if you wonder why the snake exists, it eats mice and rats, so that's good. Squirrels, I don't know. You could leave the squirrels. Birds and bird eggs. And it's a common predator on wood duck eggs, whatever. And small frogs and lizards and small rodents.
Oh.
So, I mean, really, it controls our mice and rat population for us. I mean, they always have a use.
Let us control the mice and rat population. We got guys.
I don't want to do it.
My friend's father lives in, turns out, I think I told you about this, Monica, was they call him Rat Man. He basically figured out a way to make millions of dollars selling rats.
Yeah.
He sells rats to zoos to feed the animal, all that other stuff. Let Rat Man take care of this.
Rat
he
man.
Goes, yeah, he breeds them, grows them, collects them, all that other stuff. And then sells them to zoos and sells them to pet stores and sells them to everybody who needs rats. This is a guy that I know forever and has always been, he was on Calta's show one time.
Shut up.
Rat Man?
Yeah, Rat Man was. And at least he said he was. It's my friend's dad. And he was just always a free spirit, that kind of guy, but always knew how to make money. Always knew
smart,
how to make
man.
Money.
That's smart.
The dude
That's
became a millionaire selling rats.
Yeah. Who would even think that?
So let Rat Man go out and take care of rat population. I'd be totally okay with that. Joe on line one, go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I heard a story about a woman who had a big python or a boa constrictor as a pet, and it wasn't eaten, so she was concerned. She went to the vet, and the vet said, "Where do you keep the snake?" She goes, "Well, I sleep with it and stuff." What? And the vet said, "Well, the snake's not eating because it's preparing itself for a big meal, which will be you."
Get out of here.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. God. So she stopped sleeping with the snake and started feeding it.
Oh, what a good idea. What a grand idea.
Crazy story.
My God.
Good God.
All right. You guys have a great day, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
That's
buddy.
A wake-up call, huh?
Oh, I think you're so smart.
You want to talk about a deal breaker? You go out on a date and you come back. If I come back to the house and she invites me in and there's like a snake and like and she's like really close with it and all the snakes sleeps with me at night.
She's snake lady.
I'd be like, you listen, I gotta go feed the meter. I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Never to be seen again.
She wants to introduce the snake into your love play.
Nope.
Oh, God.
Get out of here. Nope.
Just let him crawl gently over your taint.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No.
No.
That ain't going to happen. No snakes.
Nope. Nope.
Rob is on that line, too. Hey, Rob.
Nope.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So... I'm a, I'd say, amateur herpetologist, and I would pretty much...
You have herpes?
That. I know, right? That was my thought, too. Expert on herpes?
Yeah, that's...
I didn't know that's what they're called.
You lucky bastard.
They're like, what do you have? So I think what essentially what the snake does is it's not so much breaking all the bones, but it breaks the chest cavity and the ribs in hopes of... what it does is it'll just... it suffocates you. So it just literally, it chokes you to death, squeezes the life out of you.
Right.
Because it's a lot easier to swallow something that's dead instead of something that's alive and kicking and screaming.
Aww.
So I feel like it's just a brutal way to die. It cracks your ribs and the rib shards will go into your lungs, it pierce your lungs, and just an awful way to die.
So yeah,
that lady, even though she was in whole tack, she probably died one of the most slow, agonizing. Like a snake is nothing but a giant muscle. It's like one of the strongest leg muscles wrapped around you, and it just won't stop squeezing. And you she probably heard her ribs cracking. Like that's crazy. Anybody that dies from an animal like that is super unfortunate.
Yeah. Can you call somebody else? I'm sure you're a nice dude, Rob.
Sorry.
How many snakes?
Yeah, I call and I talk to you guys about DMT and stuff all the time. So
another
thing
back
that
to
I'm
that.
Interested in.
Hey, can I ask you a question about that?
Go ahead.
Where do you get it from? Not who, but where? Is it a dark web thing?
It's not. I mean, it's not technically a dark web thing. It's just a natural chemical compound. It's found in every single carbon-based life form.
Yeah, but where do you get it?
Some of it is, most of it is found in a certain, bark of a tree. I think,
Rob,
I don't know the name of it.
Right.
I'm asking you, Rob, if you were going to do DMT this weekend, where do you get it? Is it a street? It's not sold on the streets, is it?
Nah, if you have to know somebody who can make it, like a chemist friend. I had a chemist friend from a college, and he knew what he was doing. Yeah, so it's something that it has to be made, like in a kind of like a lab type situation. Yeah, because you have to know what you're doing to make it, or you can go to Ecuador and take the ayahuasca and see what that's just an easier way to do it yourself.
Yeah, but ayahuasca is a long time. That's like an all day affair. You're talking about 8-10 hours, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you're right. And DMT is about like
10 minutes.
You know, when I did it was about 10 to 20 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, in between, and that was fine. But yeah, you're right. Ayahuasca is more of a all day affair, if not.
And
like
ayahuasca,
a couple
days, I know you got to get guided with a Monica will love this, like with a shaman. And
it's a whole process. You have to take this thing called an MAOI inhibitor, so it doesn't burn in your stomach acid because it has to. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of like there's actual science and the shaman that are, you know, guiding you through it. Even though they don't have title of a doctor, there are dudes who have done this plenty of times to where they're basically like a spiritual doctor in my
right. Sense. And you end up vomiting from it. Like everybody throws up from it.
Really?
I understand that there are a lot of psychological benefits to it. I do that. I've read enough about it. But it doesn't sound like a good time. It does not sound like a good time. It sounds
you have to
like
make sure that you are with either in the right mindset if you're going to do it by yourself, or you're with somebody that has done it before and they know what they're doing, just in case. And you need something to like keep you grounded, because it's possible to just loop off into like the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and just
back to the third
dimension where we all exist right now.
Yeah, give me the weed.
Nice.
I mean, that's something that you should do when you just to bring yourself back down to earth, something from the earth, right? It's all connected.
Quick question, Rob.
JP.
Being a snake expert and knowing what you do about DMT, did you ever do DMT while sitting around like a tank full of snakes and staring at them and stuff? Did it ever freak you out? Were you ever high hanging out with snakes?
Oh, man, no. The symbolism there would just be so bad. Bad juju, man. You know, snakes.
Right.
Snakes. Well, I think they get a bad rap. It's just, it's not my vibe. It's not my spirit. I'm not a snake person. I like animals. And, a snake wouldn't be my spirit animal. You know,
if I was going to do DMT, I want to be in like in a room full
amateur
of puppies. Like puppies.
Yeah. Right. When you do something like that, you want to surround yourself in a room or a space that is filled with things that make you, your inner child, and your spirit happy. Because that's basically what you're doing is when you do DMT is you're reconnecting with your inner child, because most adults lose that. Unless you are a naturally happy person, you don't need to do that, Monica. And you get
when I was a kid, child. Like, my inner child would be like,
I mean, what, as adults, we all go through the daily motions of life and the drudgeries, and we just lose that connection with, you know, who we were that engraved upon us of our soul, and that's the inner child, and that's important. Wow. Unfortunately, our pineal gland is calcified, you know, blah, blah, blah. We need to learn how to unlock it. And once you do, you become one with yourself, and then you're able to accept yourself. And then that's when you're able to start truly loving others and accepting others, because you have to learn to love yourself before you can learn to love others. And it's all connected. I know you can talk a sermon on this kind of stuff.
And you sure
can. It's kind of crazy. You guys are giving me this platform, you know, to talk about.
It's interesting.
Kind of
no, no, I no. He's right, though. You have to love yourself before you.
That's 1,000.
It's just tough to get to.
Eventually, we're going to learn.
Beautiful.
We're going to learn. Yeah, thanks. That was Brett. You're one of my favorite bone person.
I love you too,
way, Brett. You're hilarious. we're going to learn about aliens eventually, and then the aliens are going to say, "Hey, listen, the aliens inside of you, DMT, blah blah blah." Going to be a religion. People are going to go crazy. So
that's what's going to happen.
We're talking about.
Right.
We're smart enough. I don't know. We're smart enough to like start talking about this now, humans and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, I feel like technology is just going to eventually get up to a certain point to where
right.
we can see them or just induce it ourselves.
Yeah. How long till that happens? Oh. Damn. I had one more question.
That's not just fair. Homeboy just called up to talk about snakes.
Not
you
fair.
Ask him about stuff, and he has the answer to it, and y'all play him off. This is so wrong.
You went a little too long.
He had 45 answers to it. I like the guy.
It's
great.
So wrong.
He didn't even take offense to Brett playing Shut the F Up.
Right.
He understands the game.
It's out of love. It's love.
It's love.
It doesn't feel like love when you do that at all.
It's love.
Tough love. It's tough love.
It's a big Shut the F Up hug. That's all it is.